जय राधे माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधे माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन पल्लव गिरिवर धारी Yashoda Nandana, Braja Jana Randana. Yashoda Nandana, Braja Jana Randana. Yamunati Ravana Chari. Yamuna Sira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balabha Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Jai Om Vishnu Prabhupada Manzari, Braja Gachada Jashto Tara Sata Shishi Madhesi Bhaknada Swami Prabhupada Ki. Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Prabhupada Manzari, Braja Gachada Jashto Tara Sata Shishi Madhesi Shila Bhakti Sanata Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Rindaki Namacharya Shila Haridas Thakur Ki. Time Shake O Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nithananda Shidvaita Gadar Harshi Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vinda. Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shamakun Radha Kun Giri Govardhan Ki. Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki, Maipur Navadvip Dham Ki, Jagannapuri Dham Ki. Shrimati Tulasi Devi Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, Gangamai Ki, Yamunamai Ki, Samaveta Bhaktavinda Ki. Glorious to some of the devotees, glorious to some of the devotees, all glorious to some of the devotees, all glorious to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga, Gaur Pramanandi Hari Hari Bo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto, 15th chapter, final verses 45. 45 to 52. What'd you say? Huh? Oh, okay. A lot of difficulties, it's nothing but. I'll just read them out. Gata dvana shamal tatra majanon madanadibhi niving vasitpa rucherang divyashragandamanditau. None of these verses have purport, so. Okay, translation. Being bathed and massaged, the two young lords were relieved of their weariness caused by walking on the country roads. When they were dressed in attractive robes and decorated with transcendental, then they were dressed in attractive robes and decorated with transcendental garlands and fragrances. Verse 46. Janan yupahitam prasya svadvannam upalalitau samvishyavarasayayam sukang shushupatur braje. After dining sumptuously on the delicious food given them by their mothers and being pampered in various ways, the two brothers lay down upon their excellent beds and happily went to sleep in the village of Braj. Evam sa bhagavan krishno vrindavana charakvachit yayo ramam rate rajan kalindin sakibirvita. Translation. O King, the Supreme Lord Krishna thus wandered about the Vrindavan area performing his pastimes. Once, surrounded by his boyfriends, he went without Balaram to the Yamuna River. Atagavascha gopascha nidagata papidita dushtam jalam papustasyas trishnata visha dushitam. At that time, the cows and cowherd boys were feeling acute distress from the glaring summer sun. Afflicted by thirst, they drank the water of Yamuna River, but it had been contaminated with poison. 49 and 50. Vishambhastarupaspisha daivo pahata chetasha nipetor vyasava sarve salilante korudvaha Bhikshatan Vaitata Bhutan Krishna Yogeshvareshvara Ikshayamita Vashinya Swanatan Samajivaya. As soon as they touched the poison water, all the cows and boys lost their consciousness by the divine power of the Lord and fell lifeless at the water's edge. O hero of the Kurus, seeing them in such a condition, Lord Krishna, the master of all masters of mystic potency, felt compassion for these devotees who had no Lord other than him. Thus, he immediately brought them back to life by showering his nectarian glance upon them. 51. Tesham pratita samritaya samutaya jalantika asam suvishmita sarvei vikshamana paraspara. Tesham pratita sam Smritaya, tesam pratita smritaya, samutaya jalantika, asansu vishmita sarve vikshamana parasparam. Regaining their full consciousness, the cows and boys stood up out of the water and began to look at one another in great astonishment. Anva Mangshatata drajan govindanugrahekshitam pitvabisham paretasya punarutanam atmanaha. O King, the coward boys then considered that although they had drunk poison and in fact had died, simply by the merciful glance of Govinda, they had regained their lives and stood up by their own strength. Omagana Timirandas, this ends the 10th canto, 15th chapter. entitled The Killing of Dainika, the Ass Demon. So if I have something to say, I'll say. Because on the schedule, I'm supposed to read the beginning of the next chapter. But we'll see what happens. It's up there now? Always brings to mind Prabhupada's quote about the microphone or about the any situation. What is it? Lagu Kriya. Baba Rambe Lagu Kriya. Is Panchatantra, Hitopade? Much to do about nothing. You have microphone and so many technical things. Big arrangement. But anybody who is, you know, I'm sure in the future it happens, already it happened, had a big blackout all over the whole country because one little thing, you know, computer glitch, and then the entire, like, 20 million people don't get electricity. Before, they could just go at least have wood in their house or some way to keep warm, and, you know, living in a log cabin. So have big arrangement, but... Also, Prabhupada gave that example one time, a story about the Himalayas were going to give birth, and everyone's waiting. Oh, Himalayas are giving birth. That's a big thing. Himalayas are giving birth. Big, big mountain, but only some rats come out. So just like we have our modern civilization, so many zeros, so many things going on, big, big arrangement, gas, oil, so much production, pollution, people being... killed, starved, beaten, just to get all this thing going. And then if you don't get it, then none of the cars are going to work. They could probably say they'll lie there for 1,000 million years and nobody driving them. Huh? Number? 45? Now? 45 through 52. Okay. So here in 45th verse, Krishna was being bathed and massaged, the two young lords. You got it working now? No. Were relieved of their weariness caused by walking on the country roads. Then they were dressed in attractive robes. The word is nivim. Nivin, N-I-V-I-N, means undergarments. So, but they're giving it as robes because that's what they are. But and decorated with transcendental garlands and fragrances. Ganda, Mandito, Shrug. Shrug Ganda. In 11th canto, when Uddhava is speaking with Krishna, he described by taking this remnants of Krishna's shraganda, the very same words were used. Shrak means garlands, and tava mayam jayamahi. Uddhava said by taking the garland, the remnants like this sense that we get, like. We get flowers offered to Krishna, garlands offered to Krishna. I don't know if they had Q-tips in ancient times, how they arranged to distribute the scent, the garland. But the scent of Krishna is most enchanting. Because in this story that's unfolding, even here, many things are mentioned, but there's a comparison of poison and nectar, especially. Amrita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Amrita refers to the nectar. And the poison of Kaliya, he has poisoned this lake. The boys have drank the cows. And Krishna's glancing them with his nectarine glance. Is mentioned in one of these verses, Ikshayamrita Vashinya. It says that Vikshatan Bhai Tata Bhutan, he's seeing that what happened. He's glancing. Ikshayamrita Varshinya. So Krishna's glance, what we're all after. Yeah, Karunya Kataksha. This was mentioned even last few classes about the glancing of Krishna. A nice class was given by the Sri Vrindavan about the glance. Smita Loka Shokam Harati Jagatam Yashe Parito. And one of Rupa Goswami's Astakam about Lord Chaitanya has several, three, four, whatever. So it's quoted by in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Krishna's smiling glance, Smita Loka Shokam Harati Jag, that this can relieve the trouble, Pida. Pida Beer's word about the affliction of suffering. Smita Loka Shokam. Shokam means lamentation. Smita Loka Shokam. Harati means to take away all this misery in the material world. So we want to get this glance of Krishna. It seems they are the gopis. Whoever is treating Krishna like this and Balaram, bathe the massage. And we see who it is. It is Mother Yasoda and Rohini especially. Acting most affectionately, they offered all the best things to them in response to their every desire and at the various appropriate times. It's funny because although we have to take up Vaidhi Bhakti very strongly, we're supposed to take it up very strongly, but really this Vaidhi Bhakti is hiding the spontaneous Raga Marg Bhakti, because if we understand completely what's going on in Mangal Arati, Krishna is awakening, and this is the there are eight times of the day that Krishna has, well, there are many, everything's going on, so many things, unlimitedly, but generally for our understanding, they're giving this Astakalya, that is eight times of the day. So in the morning, when Krishna is awakening, he's awakening. But if we're sleeping, then we cannot even get to the rise. We just heard the song, Bibabri Shesh. The glimpses of light are there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's being very kind because we're supposed to rise before that. I mean, Brahma Muhurta time, we're rising to give Krishna what he wants at appropriate times. So just to get to this point of Vaidhi Bhakti is not such a small thing either. You don't see that so many people are rushing to the temple to greet Krishna at the right appropriate time. Prabhupada said they like to sleep. In fact, he was sometimes shocked, surprised, dismayed, but he would speak about that. Coming in sometimes in a situation devotees sleeping, Prabhupada said, wake them up. But then he also said, I can wake you once or twice, three times, but if you don't want to rise, then you cannot. So Amrita Vayakalpate, there's a basic, Bhagavad Gita is supposed to be basic. So in second chapter there, there's a verse that says, Yang hinavyatyante te purusham purusharshava samaduka sukam diram amrita, so amrita vayakalpate, that verse, we think it's ABC, of course. Oh, Bhagavad Gita, that, I know that. So Prabhupada says there, that amrita mean we're after the amrita. Krishna is glancing here. That's nice. If you happen to be in Goloka Vrindavan or here in Raj with Rohini and Yashoda and cowherd boys, they're getting directly. But in our fallen condition, samaduka sukam diram, we have to become impervious to the onslaughts of this material world. Amrita, this is the nectar Krishna is giving. Bhagavad Gita means nectar. That in the 10th chapter, Arjuna said, I don't tire of hearing this nectar of your instruction. Say it again. Just tell me it again. Give me some more nectar. Triptahi. What is that verse? He says, I never tire of hearing this nectar. Katya triptamhi. Speak this again and again. So we should also want to hear like Arjuna, Shravanam Kirtanvit, Satatam Kirtayanto. Always to chant the holy name, Satatam Kirtayanto Maham Yatantascha. And to always hear, to always chant. If we cannot chant, at least we should want to hear. Prabhupada came to the West, he tried to immediately give everybody, you know, chant so many rounds and like that. But at least we have to hear. And by hearing, we'll develop a desire to speak. So important. So, Krishna consciousness is also understood in advanced stage as Visha Amrita. It's simultaneously nectar and poison. These verses are spoken in various places. There's that verse, Jagannath Nataka Balabha verse that Ramananda Roy gave. We understand it as simultaneously nectar. Rupa Goswami has a verse like that too. Kalakuta. It's nectar on our head, but Radharani, the gopis, the coward boys, sometimes they're feeling so much separation. They feel like this is so painful. And Krishna is feeling that pain sometimes also, crying. And he's very compassionate for all of us. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's feeling this. So much pain. You have independence, but look what you've done. Come into this material world. Bhulya tomariya samsarayashya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, forgetting. Amrita bolya keba. What is that verse? Karma kanda, jnana kanda. Kevala vishaya bandha. Narottam Das says, they think they're drinking nectar, but it's actually poison. We're running after this so-called nectar in this material world, sense gratification. And adupati jai, by taking kadaya bakan kori, eating so much poison. You may not want to eat poison even. Just now I saw one article. It said, vegans beware, vegetarians beware, that sometimes we read something, you know, get it in a store, even a health food store or anything, and it says natural flavor. But sometimes the natural flavor they're taking from aborted fetuses. You don't know that, maybe. But just imagine, they're forcing people to become rakshasas. You don't like to be rakshasa? No, you'll like this taste. It's very good. This is the taste of the material world. So they're lobbying for abortion, abortion, abortion. Who knows what they do? We don't know what they're doing. They're taking these parts of these abortion and put it in your food. So be careful. Well, you don't like to read the package, or you would have buy any damn thing. Prabhupada was very strict sometimes. He said, then don't buy anything in the store. Oh, he meant food. Make it yourself from scratch. So this material world, increasing, increasing, increasing. Out of our control. So there's always a poison being forced upon us. Kalasat patali patkai. So the devotee should be paramahansa. Not only immune to sukha dukha samekrityud, samekritva, labo labo jayo jayo, but we have to develop this taste for Krishna, the scent of Krishna, just like Rohini and Yashoda. Second canto is described, without using the eye, bahayate te nayane naranam. The eye that doesn't want to see the form of beautiful Krishna, or hear about it here, or smell the scent of Krishna, or hear the nectar. These eyes are like the peacock painted. Peacocks have nice, we like Krishna wears also. But we don't want our eyes to be just useless eyes. Or ears like broken conch shells with no use. Snake holes. Lingani Vishnor Nanarikshito Ye. Without going to the temple, seeing the form. Druma Bujao. then the legs are just like tree trunks. So we're being always cautioned, warned, you can say beaten. Bhagavatam is pure nectar. Shuka muka amrita dravasam yutam pibata bhagavatam. It's meant to be drunk through the ear. But sometimes this nectar feels like, it's too heavy. Krishna is too heavy. Just like the academic, Prabhupada used to laugh at the academics. They would say, why Krishna is demanding this? Sarva dharmam. Right, so he's Krishna, he is the Supreme Personality of God, and he must demand. So, what you can do about it. So, in Gita, in 18 chapters, described, yatar agri mrito pimam. In the beginning, visharap yamrito pimam. In the beginning, sense gratification feels like poison. Oh, that's so nice. That's, like nectar. But in the end, parinomi, it is like poison. Bisham eva. Bisham. Bishama bishaya visha satata kainu. Narottam. He's saying like that. Without our attraction for a holy name, namamritam, jivanam bhushaname, without Sanatana Goswami says, this holy name is pure amrita. Jivanam, it is the life, our life, only life. Jivanam bhushanam, the ornament. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Radhika, he's saying in the Chaitanya Charita, is quoted there, that there's so much, he's so feeling so much pain, that if I can simply get one more moment of association with Krishna, then I will decorate that second, that moment, that hour with all kinds of ornaments. So we should feel this type of pain, separation. Shunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahiname. So this is what's going to unfold in this chapter of Kaliya, that the devotees were seeing that Krishna was entangled with the Kaliya serpent. All these things we can, it's just like cotton that we can fluff out, and so many realizations again and again. So we want this nectar, we're after that nectar, but it's actually a little bit painful in the beginning. And of course, those in the mode of ignorance, it's described also. This mode of passion is rajasam sukham. When we're thinking that this is poison, is nectar, though the sense gratification is nectar, but later on it turns to poison. Just like we think, maybe we go to the store, we buy something, and you see, oh, you just ate some poison. So our senses are bombarded. So this is the advantage of our bhakti yoga system, that we can always have full use of our senses. Anasakta shivesheyan yataram upayanjita nirbande krishna sambande yuktam vairagyam uchite. This is the slogan, motto of Rupa Goswami and our Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Everyone in Gaudiya Math, they know this system, but it can become also like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. He became very alarmed when he saw his sannyasis were also, he allowed cars, he even had a boat, different things like that. But then when he noticed that some of the sannyasis were going out and taking the car and just going for medicine or things, he wrote one very heavy letter in Calcutta in, I think, 1933 or so, something like that. In that letter, he described that when the sannyasis are finished completely with their false ego, everyone will want to serve them. Then they won't want to lord it over and make their senses very strong. So this, we always require this nectar of our acharya. Acharya is given so many things from A to Z, Bhagavad Gita. all the way up to the most advanced literature. But we have to always remain very, very tiny, that cannot enjoy. Everything is done, just like here, they're doing everything for Krishna, because we cannot directly do, but we take the Acharya, his system that he's in. Adau Gaurvashrayam. First thing is we surrender to the Guru. But the Guru is, what is he giving? Only love of Krishna. Otherwise, if he's not giving Krishna, he's not Guru, not Acharya. What to speak of Acharya? So Prabhupada has given this very detailed system of sadhana. That there's so many artiks, and Krishna is that way, he's pleased. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given so many songs. He's describing, you want to feed Krishna? What do you feed Krishna? Is it any damn thing? No. It's a whole song, and Kaviraj Goswami has given long list of different preparations. Even he says, I cannot describe. They're cooking for Krishna here, giving him nice feet, massaging his feet. These things are described in these verses, giving him the garlands, the fragrances, the best garland. The Prabhupada became so disturbed in Vrindavan. They were giving some old flowers or some synthetic flowers. He said, just see, this feeling is being lost. And this temple will become a godown, empty. This is my fear. Godown means just a storage place, that's all. So many temples in India, it's just sometimes someone comes, opens it, or maybe, or it's abandoned. Just only monkeys are there. Even Govindaji temple, the monkeys are there. Such a glorious temple. And it's like that. Even in the West, you don't get monkeys. The church might be abandoned, but they sell it. And Prabhupada was transcendentally saying, boasting that now the churches are closing, but they're giving to us. But at the same time, have to maintain this whole system that's been given by our acharyas. Otherwise, it's lost. He said, and it will become just like a go down. And instead of vigraha, it will become gola graha. Gola graha means a pain in the neck. Oh. Gurus, why they left us with this, we don't know. Now I have to get up and do this puja and like that. Not experiencing the nectar, because we have to always hear about this nectar, not just do and go out, do something else. It has to be these Bhagavat vidhi, always hearing about Krishna, that's Bhagavatam, chanting the holy name. Just like so many temples you go and they just bong, gong, no one's even singing in the temple. Sometimes no gong, nothing. Sometimes, of course, they may be chanting some mantras, and this is different sampradayas are there. But everything's been given perfectly, handed down, just like a mango. If it drops, it can be bruised, and then it's not too good. But if it's handed down, they're handed down. Shuka Mukha Drumbar, he's like the parrot. He's tasting it, and we taste it. If the parrot tastes it like Sukadeva Goswami, then we taste the nectar. But that nectar won't be there unless we get it handed down. We can't jump to Sukadeva Goswami or jump anywhere. We have to take it now, here, the way it's being given. So Prabhupada set up this whole system. Brilliant, great organizational genius. And all questions answered. Even then, he said, I've only given the basics. But basics are there, advances there. Prabhupada is very humble. He said he's only giving basics. But if we think... he's only given basics, that is a fault. We don't think that. Someone can say, oh, your Swamiji said, yeah, well, he is only given basics. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said he also... Guru More Murka Degi, he's only a fool. So do we say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a fool? No, we are full. Just like Satcharanamrita, Bulaiba, Vishnu Bulaiba, the Chaitanya Charamrita, that Lord Chaitanya, or Krishna is saying, that this fool, Baromukh, he's such a fool, he's thinking that this poison of sense gratification is nectar, but I forcibly take, if I'm merciful, I take away that attachment, all those attachments, and I, Swacharanamrita, I give him forcefully the nectar of my lotus feet. Then he forgets his sense gratification. So he's forcing, but if we don't take it, but you can always run. So he's chasing also. But we're also being chased by death. Martyo Mrityu Byala. Martyo Mrityu Byala. Pralayam. That's in third chapter. Days away from the nectar. Krishna Bhulya Sevji. From time immemorial. We can't trace it out. We could argue about that forever, but somehow or other we don't have. But we're getting
like lots of servants behind the scene that's not mentioned.
Lots of what?
Servants. Like servants. They're being massaged.
Yeah.
So they have like
servants. Well, it said Rohini and Yasoda were doing this particular.
Oh, in this case, yeah. But sometimes bathing them, massaging them, serving them, so many things really. You know, they have, but I think this was mentioned in the Govinda Lilamrita or something. You get some elaborate details there.
There's unlimited servants. Savior Manam, what is it? The verse about the gopis. Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrama Savior Manam. Sahasra Sata. So what's the question?
Comment.
Oh, comment. Okay. Anything else? That's a verse in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. It's quoted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yeah, in a purport, or maybe it's a sloka, but it's definitely in a purport. You have a database? You have the database? You're looking at me.
I said, yeah.
Okay, you could find it. Just look up Jivanam Bhushanam or Paramam Amritam or. It starts off Jayati Jayati Krishna Namananda Rupam Rore Rajita Rajita Pujari Yatnam Pujari. I give up all these things. It's like of no use, you know. That what's the use of Viramata means to give up. Viramata Nija Dharma, my so-called Dharma. A little like the verse by Madhavendra Puri where he says, you know, what all these things, you know, doesn't care for any of these things. How does that verse go? Madhavendra Puri's verse? No. Not that. The other ones where he says, I give up all these things, my bath three times a day. Sandhya Vandana Bhadramasta Bhavato Bhosnanam. Tubyam namo, bodeva pitaras chitapana vido. We should pray for the benediction that we'll, in the next life, we'll be able to study this philosophy more deeply and be able to convey it nicely. I mean, Prabhupada only gave very simple things, but he was able to attract, he didn't quote, I mean, they're in his books, but he didn't because he knew people not really. Once in a while, he'll cut loose with a verse or something. No jane janita kiamrita bir krishneti varna krishneti dvai. What is it? Huh? Yeah, that verse, he quoted the last line on the morning walk, that we don't know how much nectar, we're talking about nectar. There's two syllables, Krishna. No jane janita kiam amritai krishneti varna dvai. These two syllables, just Krishna, that's enough. If you chant. But it's the ornament also, Bhushanam. Parama, it's the supreme nectar, Paramam Amritam Ekam, only, it's the only, Ekam, Paramam Amritam Ekam, Jivanam Bhushanam. And Krishna is the Bhushanam, Bhushananam, the ornament of all ornaments.
it's impossible to give up sense gratification if we don't have a higher taste. So in that sense, to me, the Holy Name is like our only life. It's, you know, if you have nothing else, then how can you give a sense gratification?
Right. Vishayavini vartante niraharashi dehinam rasavarjam rasopyasa parandushva anavartate. Mukunda, you got a hand up now?
So the Lord says,
you already had your turn, right?
Sarvasya.
Yeah.
I have never manifested to the foolish and the unintelligent. Muda janmani janmani.
Wow, you're getting fired up.
So,
from now on, you can't drive. You have to walk and preach everywhere.
So what chance do they have to become Krishna conscious?
Who's they?
The mudhas.
Oh, the mudha. Well, we don't preach to total mudha. We try to find people who are a little sympathetic. But there might be a mudha that's good, too. Since everyone's a mudha. Mudha amate. I mean, Shankaracharya was preaching to his followers, and he called them all mudhas. Samprapte, Sanhite, Kale, what is it? But anyway, they're all mudha.
Yeah, I mean, one of the secrets about chanting Harinam is that you also have to digest so much Harikatha. Because Harinam, if there's no Harikatha, if you don't understand what the Leela of Krishna is, what is the philosophy behind things, and you take Harinam before the time of taking Diksha, if you take Harinam, it will be Sukriti. And from Sukriti, you'll get Sadhu Sangha. After you get Sadhu Sangha, at that time, and you become interested in the process, and eventually take shelter of Guru, especially after taking Diksha, at that time, the Guru gives a relationship with Krishna, and therefore relationship with Harinam. So from that time, taking Harinam has to be related to the personality of the name. Like in this verse, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Ras Vigraha. This name is actually all of Krishna's moods, Leela, everything. So now taking Harinam will be a service that you do to your Gurudev by digesting all of the Harikatha which he gives. Like what Srila Prabhupada has written in all the books, everything. Oh, at that time, taking Harinam will remember all of these things. That's how Harinam becomes Ras for us, or Rasayan. Like in the verse, Pibhata Bhagavatam Rasayam Alayam. Srila Prabhupada said this word Alayam means that until you become liberated, what is Bhagavat Ras becomes Rasayan, like a tonic, a medicine. So at that time of taking Harinam, if we remember all the things, like what you just mentioned in class, if we remember these things while taking Harinam, then that taste that Didi's asking, that taste will come, then sense gratification will be minimized. Other than that, it's not possible because Durga Devi is very, very powerful.
Only thing is, when you mentioned, when Rupa Goswami gives a progression, Ado Shraddha Tata Sangha Sangha, Sadhu Sangha to Bhajana Kriya, it seems like you can get Sadhu Sangha before Diksha.
No, I'm saying like, you have Shraddha, you come to the process. When your Sukriti is mature, at that time, you'll get Sadhu Sangha. Because you may come to the process, but if your Sukriti is not mature, you'll be in the proximity of a Sadhu. But Rupa Goswami defined what is Sadhu Sangha. Sangyak Rup Main Anugama. So to associate with a person by heart, giving moods, everything, this is called Sadhu Sangha.
Right. Prabhupada wasn't that particular. He said the Sadhus are members of ISKCON. He didn't like specify that one had to be on the highest possible platform, so there's some argument there. You're making it sound like sadhu and guru are equal and like that.
No, I mean, any
Paramahansa
sadhu
has to be Paramahansa sadhu. Is that what you're saying, right?
No, not I mean any sadhu according, but I'm saying
it sounds like that sense. What you said to me. I mean, unless you didn't say that. But.
No, not really. I mean, it means association devotees in general. But we should try Sadnoti Sadayati Cha Krishna Premiti Sadhu, if possible.
Say that again, where is it from?
Sadnoti Jiva Goswami Pad has quoted in Sandarbha, Sadnoti Sadayati Cha Krishna Premiti
Sadhu. Which Sandarbha?
Huh? Bhakti Sandarbha.
Okay, yeah. I have to look at it. Yeah, see what it says. Ado Shradas to Sadhu Sangha to Bhajana Kriya. Bhajana Kriya.
Even to get Sukriti. That verse, Krishna Bhakti Janma Mula Hari.
Hoi Saru Sangha.
Krishna Prema Janme Te Puna Mukha Anga. So Sadhu Sangha is the base, even to get Sukriti, even Shraddha. And at the end, after Prem, also Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha is eternal, is never.
Tulayama Lavanapi.
There you go.
And then.
But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says interestingly.
The mic has to be closer.
I have a loud voice.
That's not a good mic. This one you can stay a little further, but that one you need to be.
That worshipping Sri Krishna without Srimati Radhika is improper and incomplete.
But if we chant Hare Krishna, are we associating with Radhika?
No, wait. Let me finish. He said, worshipping Krishna without Radha is improper and incomplete. Similarly, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, serving Mahamantra without Harikatha is improper and incomplete.
There's a verse in the sixth, in the Ajamil. It says, Yata Harinama, and it says, Gunopalambakam. It says, that verse says, Tata Harinama. Anyway, it says that if one is simply a pundit, that's okay, but he won't get the real result. Because by chanting, you automatically will be reminded, that's Prabhupada gives this the word-for-word meaning there. Gunopalambakam means you'll be, by the holy name, Yata Harinama, Yatopalambakam. Anyway, I have to look it up again. Anyone knows it? That you'll automatically be reminded of the name, fame, qualities, and pastimes. But how can you be reminded of name, fame, quality, and pastime unless you already know that and studied it? So that's already the sixth canto, not tenth canto. Like, we get a little bit of a... Sometimes the Bhagavatam's so funny and tricky, you know. It's like the very second verse, Sukha Mukha Dhamrta Devasam Yutam Bhibhata. It's already telling you the Paramahansa. What's that verse say? Second verse? Dharma Projita Kaita Vota Paramo Nirmatsaranam. You have to be Nirmatsaranam, Satam. Wait a minute. Whoa. I better think about that.
It's called fishy.
It's fishy? Mm-hmm. Tricky?
Big fish wants to swallow the small fish.
What is that?
That's why it's called Matsarata. Matsa means fish.
Oh.
Nirmatsaranam.
Ah, yeah. So that's how they get the word matz? Yeah, because Falguni Chatur Mahatam Jivu Jiva Shijivanam. What?
So if Sadhu Sangha is the basis for Sukriti, then does Sadhu Sangha come by causeless mercy? Like Sadhu Sangha comes from...
That's what actually Lord Chaitanya says in Chaitadharmita, that the way of loving affairs is crooked. She already said the question that the Sukriti or the getting the causeless mercy seems to be the gopis are lamenting and saying now we lost it. That the way of this, of Krishna's way, and they're cursing sometimes the providence. They lost the association of Krishna. But when we enter into their mood, then we understand that they don't really lose the association. But It's crooked like a river. It may go here or there, or like the rain may fall somewhere. And but it falls on fertile ground, then things will grow. If it falls on a barren desert, so therefore Kaviraj Goswami is saying karnanan karnanan nikalad vinir vahatu me jivamaru prangane. Oh, they're having. I don't want to disturb the conversation. Maybe they don't know English or something. Give them the microphone. It is Samadhi. Oh, someone doesn't know English. Karnanani Kaladvanir Vahatu Me. He's saying that this Mahaprabhu may, his Leela may flow over my desert like tongue. Vahatu Me Jiwa Maru Prangane. They're translating it. Huh?
Sadhu Sangha is the
came, and then his mercy, prasadam, is distributed. So Harinam is so out there getting sukriti by hearing Harinam and prasadam.
Prabhupada said, I have created your sukriti.
So it's mercy.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's causeless mercy, but it can be spread. I mean, in other words, there's so many, just like Prabhupada said, I have come here, Bharat Bhumite Hor Lamanosha Jam, and nobody else came. He said, at least one has come. He said, all Indians were meant to come and preach. Bharat Bhumite Hor Lamanosha Jam, Jamasarta Kori Kara Paro Upakara. They're meant to do Paro Upakara. But nobody came, and Prabhupada came. So he said, but some people are here, some are not. They run away holding their ears. Prabhupada described sometimes we're chanting in the street, you see somebody holding their ears. They didn't want to hear that. So,
like whoever's open to that causeless mercy, to the satsanga, whoever is has the readiness.
Janmakoti sukritar nalabhyate. Even by millions of lifetimes of sukriti, you cannot get it. But by greed, you can get it. Chatra loyam abhimuyame kalam. What? Yeah, the first one. Prabhupada named the whole Krishna consciousness movement based on this one shloka. What is it? Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita matir kriyatam yadi katopi labhite. Bhakti rasa. So you have to get greedy. Greedy means, oh, the kirtan is there, let me go. Let me run to the kirtan. Sadhus are there, let me go, let me hear this class. But if you're simply don't lazy, then Nidralasya hata sukarji virat. What is it? Virata. Sukarji. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is always lamenting that I am devoid. I have no association with the sadhu. I gave up association. And Artham is saying the same thing. Satsanga charikaino asate vilas. I gave up the association of the Sat, the sadhus, the devotees, and asateva, I'm trying to take pleasure. But he also says, Ami Abhilas, my only pleasure, Bhaktivinoda says, is Amala Harinam, the pure chanting of the holy name. Amala Harinam Amya. This is. But he's in showing the position of the ordinary person always, and also thinking that he's like that. Not artificial. So even for a moment, just like Mahaprabhu was saying, Kaviraj is saying, at least whoever's saying Radhika, they're all saying that if I get just one moment association, I will decorate with so many jewels, just like it's mentioned, they're decorating Krishna. So if I get a moment association, or if I get a moment to hear this nectar, then I'll think that moment is so wonderful. Anyway, class is over. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.